Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Another interest rate hike.
Probably a 0.75 percentage point increase.
Courting the political base.
I'm here to ask you to vote.
Let's take our state back.
New barrage from North Korea.
Triggering air raid sirens and raising tensions.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Action today from the Federal Reserve is expected to boost interest rates higher, a 0.75 percentage point increase. It's the latest move to try to tame the worst inflation in 40 years. But now, with mortgage rates above 7%, CBS's Nancy Chen says many home buyers and sellers are hurting.
For about a year, Andrew Till tried to sell his New Jersey home in search of more space.
It's like every weekend, our broker calling and saying, can you get out?
But even after 10 lucrative offers, he and his family took it off the market. He says there are a few options for them to buy a new house.
Borrowing costs would more than double.
A monthly mortgage payment on a $400,000 home would cost you about $750 more than the start of the year. Stacey Esser is a realtor in the New Jersey area.
It's not that we've never seen 7% interest rates. Sure. It's that we've never seen interest rates in basically 1 year go from 2.5% to 7%.
Esser says this kind of volatility is causing deals to fall through.
The economy is a big election issue. CBS's Robert Costa is on the campaign trail with just 6 days to go.
Hello, Las Vegas!
Democrats came out swinging Tuesday night, hoping to fend off a potential red wave.
They're not interested in actually solving problems.
Former President Barack Obama was in Las Vegas, where the Senate race in Nevada is razor thin.
Democracy is on the ballot this year.
And President Joe Biden in Florida.
An economy that works for everybody. Compared to the MAGA, I call them trickle-down economics the Republicans offer these days.
Bucks County, Pennsylvania, northeast of Philadelphia, is where Republican candidate Mehmet Oz kicked off his final push for the Senate.
Are you happy with where America's headed?
Control of Congress might come down to 5 crucial states.
A federal judge in Arizona says a right-wing group that's patrolling ballot drop boxes in the state can't openly carry guns or wear body armor within 250 feet of them, and they can't speak to or yell at voters. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her family are set to see security and body cam footage and hear the 911 call her husband Paul placed the night he was attacked in their San Francisco home. CBS's Michael Kaplan says Capitol Police in Washington had access to security video in real time.
There were cameras outside the Pelosi house that captured the break-in, but the Capitol Police only learned of the break-in when an officer in the department's command center saw a police cruiser in the Pelosi's driveway.
Court documents say the suspect, who's pleaded not guilty to charges, was on a suicide mission. Overseas to the Korean Peninsula, where tensions have risen dramatically in just the past few hours. North Korea has fired nearly 2 dozen missiles into the sea, and Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer says South Korea responded with its own tests.
One missile flew south and actually crossed the informal maritime border. It landed in the sea just 37 miles from the South Korean city of Sokcho. The other flew near the island of Ulongdo, near enough to activate air raid sirens and warn people to seek shelter.
CBS's MTS Tayyab has the latest on the crackdown on anti-government protesters in Iran.
In a trial lasting just 10 minutes, with no defense lawyers present, these men, one only 22 years old, were sentenced to death for protesting. In a video posted online, the mother of Gobadlu Mohammed pleads for his life, saying, "What kind of court orders an execution in the first appearance?" According to the group Human Rights Activists in Iran, thousands more face similar hearings.
The drug chain CVS says it has reached a tentative $5 billion deal to settle lawsuits over how it handled opioid prescriptions.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
In Israel's fifth national election since 2019, a former prime minister appears headed to victory.
Bibi, King of Israel, sang Benjamin Netanyahu's supporters after the results came in. We have won a huge vote of confidence, Netanyahu said. He is expected to form a coalition with several ultra-Orthodox parties and an extremist right-wing party called Religious Zionism. One of their leaders, Itamar Ben-Gvir, has called for the death penalty for terrorists and opening fire on Palestinian stone-throwers. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
In Brazil, President Jair Bolsonaro has yet to concede, but he has told the country's Supreme Court his election battle with leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is over and a transition of power is underway. Lula won in a very close vote. In our series ahead of midterm election day, CBS's Stacey Lynn looks at an issue that's part of many Republican campaigns, immigration.
250,000 illegals cross this border every month. This is an invasion.
Republican candidates like Arizona Senator hopeful Blake Masters are betting immigration is top of mind for voters. Emily Eakins with the Cato Institute says it's all about the talk.
Voters will often reward candidates based on the issues that they're talking about. If you're talking about it, that means that you seem to care about it.
The Migration Policy Institute's Muzaffar Chisti says there's also a division between the parties on how they perceive immigration.
In the Republican Party, if you're seen as soft on immigration, all it does is invite opposition to you in a primary. On the Democratic side, if you're not seen as an activist, you get a challenge in the primary.
President Biden is considering whether changes to the immigration system should be his big major policy push after the midterm. But it clearly all depends on what happens at the polls and who ends up in Congress. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Labor unrest seems to be spreading in the airline industry.
The Airline Pilots Association says that 94% of the nearly 10,000 United pilots who took part voted against Chicago-based United Airlines' most recent contract offer. The United contract rejection announcement came one day after pilots at Delta approved a symbolic strike authorization vote to protest the lack of a new contract. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
The Phillies take Game 3 of baseball's World Series.
McCullers to Harper. It's drilled. Right center field. Lightning strikes. 2-0 Phils.
Bryce Harper with a two-run shot in the first inning set the stage for a 7-0 Philadelphia win over Houston. The Phils hit five home runs on the night to take a 2-1 edge. Game 4 tonight in Philly.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Behind the scenes at the World Series, the Houston Astros found themselves in a kind of food fight with some loyal Phillies fans who run restaurants.
So much for the city of brotherly love. Two local businesses refused to feed Houston players before last night's Game 3 of the World Series, including Angelo's famed pizzeria in South Philly.
If you think that I cooked for the Astros, you're out of your mind. We said no to them.
The owner posted a video to the shop's Instagram account. The Astros couldn't get a meal from Mike's Barbecue either, which also turned down a request to cater for Houston. No word on where they'll fuel up for Games 4 and 5. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Julie Powell knew food. She blogged for a year about making Julia Child recipes. It became a book, then a film called Julie and Julia. There's word Powell died last week of cardiac arrest at 49. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.